Apostle been teaching for the last couple of weeks. I want y'all to write this morning lesson down. Jesus, use me. Jesus, use me. I want everybody to say, Jesus, use me.
Jesus, use me.
That wasn't good enough. You know why I'm saying that wasn't good enough? Revelation talks about cold, warm, hot. That wasn't hot enough. I don't know whether it was cold or I don't know if it was warm. I don't want to put that Luke in there, but it's kind of warm. We're going to say it like it's hot. Jesus, use me. Now, that's better. Because if you don't say it with intensity like that, you're really saying that you don't want Jesus to use you. And if you don't want, if you don't say it with the intensity of Jesus, use me, it's not to say Jesus don't want to use you. Jesus don't want to use nothing that he don't think that want him to be used. You remember when he asked Peter about his ship? Post Peter would have said, don't use my ship. Huh? Luke chapter 5. Huh? Peter could have said, that's my ship. Don't use my ship. But when the results came, when Peter was toiling and fishing all night, he hadn't caught anything. Jesus told him to launch out into the deep. Throw out that net. So the Lord, when you say, Jesus, use me, you throwing that net out there. All right, okay. Jesus, use me. Also, Apostle had made a statement about Jesus, use me. Man, I never heard that statement. That's why we got an apostle before, because he'll say something that remember when say when in the Bible say Jesus, when Jesus spoke, never heard a man speak like that. When he say things, it never been said before. You know? And the reason why, because of the apostolic anointing and about how much time he spent with the Lord. See, whether you realize it or not, we have a jewel. Yes. Our apostle and our man of God is rare. Yes. So if he rare, that means we got to be rare. Yes. He got to have rare people working around him. He got to have a rare lead, praiser, singer. She got to be rare. Some of y'all ain't, when I'm saying this, see, some of y'all, because guess what? Whether you realize it or not, you should be rare. That meaning that you don't act like everybody. Right. You don't compromise with everybody, because our apostle don't compromise with everybody. So that would make him rare. He going to say what God want him to say. He going to do what God want him to do. And just like he do what God want him to do and say what God want him to say, that's how we got to be. And when we do that, it going to seem like we rare. Okay. But he also said about, he said about Jesus using me. Most of the time, we are using Jesus. We're using Jesus. Don't think about you now. Yeah, when you pray and you don't do the other things, when Jesus said in Luke chapter 2, I must be about my Father's business. You're not taking care of the Father's business, and you don't think you're getting over. And one thing about it, write the scripture here in Romans chapter 2. Romans chapter 8, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ. It's not condemning nobody. Okay, so I want you to make sure that you understand that. It's not to condemn anybody. Because Jesus do not condemn nobody. But he'll convict you, though. Okay, so that, a lot of times what it is this morning as the body of Christ, you're not being condemned, you just need to be convicted. And guess what? The conviction I'm talking about, you didn't commit a crime. But if you don't do what God's tell you to do, it's almost like you done committed a crime. Okay. But it say, but apostle also said, a lot of time it seems we want to, we ask, because a lot of times that's what we're doing, we're asking for things. So instead of we saying Jesus used me, we using Jesus. Think about a spare tire. The only time we think about that spare tire is when we need it. That's the only time. Don't look at you. The only time you think about that spare tire is when one of them tires on that car and got flat or had a blowout. Now you, let me go check that tire. That tire might be flat. And you might not have that tire, that glove. You might not have it. So don't use the Lord as a spare tire. You just need him or you want him when you can get something. Because if you keep riding down the road, eventually you're going to need a tire. Eventually you keep riding, you're going in life, you're going to need Jesus. But guess what? Guess what? Guess what? Just like those tires could be new, guess what? They could be new knowing they're not going to stay new. But guess what? I could appreciate them when they're new. Because you know where I'm finna go. Don't wait till they get old and all of a sudden now you need the tire. Now you want to talk about, I need a new one now. No, I know. Whether it's new or old, you still need it. I'm talking about that spare tire. I ain't talking about that old tire. You throw that old tire away. I'm talking about that spare tire. That's what I'm talking about, that spare tire. Because I'm talking about you still need Jesus, and that's what we're using him as a spare tire. That's what I'm talking about, okay? All right. I want you to look at Revelation chapter 2. Turn to Revelation chapter 2. Revelation chapter 2. Apostle also was teaching on the soul. When he was teaching on the soul, he took us to 1 Thessalonians 5 and 23, but he also took us to Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12 when he said, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to divide of sunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow. Also, what it do is the word of God is to cut. So when an apostle is ministering the word of God, guess what? At times, it's going to seem like you're getting cut. Because what? It's designed to cut you. So somebody might say, well, golly, I feel like I'm getting cut. Oh, yeah, that's what it's supposed to be. If it is the word, you're supposed to get cut. But guess what? As apostle is teaching, it seems like you get cut. Before you leave here, he going to sew you up where he's not going to just leave you all wide open. He's going to sew you up. He's going to stitch you up. So the reason why I'm saying he cutting you, because when he cutting you, it don't feel good. But before you leave here, you're going to feel all of a sudden now you've been stitched up. He not going to leave y'all cut up. Okay? I just, okay. All right. Some of y'all looking at me like a cow at a new gate. That's okay. That's okay. That's all right. That's all right. See, that's also got a lot to do with witnessing, too. When it comes to, let me read the scripture. I'm finna go somewhere. Look at Revelation chapter 2. Look at Revelation chapter 2. Well, I'm going. Oh, yeah, I'm going. I'm going and you going too. Amen. Up and away. Yes. Look at Revelation chapter 2. Look at verse 4. Now look, it should be read in your Bible. I know it shouldn't be. It is read in your Bible. Like Apostle said, if it's not written in red, you throw it up, you can get rid of the Bible. Because it should be written in red. It's written in red. All right, so that means Jesus speaking. All right, look at Revelation 2. Like E.F. Hutton, when Jesus speak, everybody listen? All right, okay. I just want to let you know that by the first love part, Jesus talk. This Jesus talk, that ain't me. Okay, all right. So if you won't get on anybody, get on Jesus. All right, look what Jesus said. Revelation 2 and 4. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou have left thy what? I want you to underline first. And first love and left. That's the main one I want you. I'm finna deal with that right now, that first. You left your first love. So when you leave something, that meaning is not lost. That's all you gotta do is go back to where it's at. You know what I'm talking about. Yesterday morning, we had prayer yesterday morning. Some of y'all, you just don't realize that about prayer. So when I say yesterday morning, and I'm saying prayer, because a whole lot of y'all, I'm not condemning you. And then we're wondering about when apostles teaching about going out and witnessing people, because the reason why you're not witnessing nobody, because the first thing, you're not starting praying. Amen. Because you ain't witnessing to nobody without praying. Because why? He said, when Jesus said, I'm going to go back to Revelation, and I'm going to go back. Jesus said in Acts 1 and 8, and ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you're going to be witness unto me. Well, how are we going to witness Jesus? We got the Holy Ghost, but we're not praying. See, you got the Holy Ghost, but if you ain't praying, if you're not praying, because why? When God sent that person across your path, if you ain't been praying, guess what's going to happen? You're going to be sober. See, a sober person, they just mild. You don't want her, you know. Some of y'all looking at me, you know what I'm talking about being sober. You know before you got saved, you used to drink. Don't look at me like that. We was on our lunch break. Me, Brother Bernard, and Brother Ronald was talking, and I told him, I said, yeah, I used to drink. He looked at me like, you used to drink? Yeah, I used to drink. See, that's what we do. We get in the church and make people think that we ain't do all this. We call him. Don't look at me like that. That's why a lot of time when people, you go witness to people, the first thing people will say about the church being a hypocrite. Why? Because you got a lot of time church people doing what the people doing. So don't come up here looking at me tomorrow. I'm not fussing at you, but I'm okay. See, the reason why I'm saying this also too, because why? I'm ministering before the body of Christ, and you all know me. You think you know me. You don't know me now. See, that's the reason why you got to break. You seem like you got to break something. You can put the break, you break all you want. Break dance, break all you want. You think you know who up here now though. Because who up here now ain't what you, okay, come on y'all. Okay. I ain't afraid, like apostles say, when apostles start teaching on finances and money, God then gave him an assignment and people won't look at him. What are you talking about? God gave him that assignment. And the assignment that God gave him is rare for somebody to go teach what he's preaching and teaching on. So I'm going to have to be rare teaching, talking about when it comes to witnessing. Because why? Every time God give a man an assignment to do something for him, it's going to be rare. And guess what? His children act like they don't like it. Because why? They don't want to do it. How do people go save unless you? How they gonna get saved unless one of us tell them? Yeah. How you got saved? Somebody had to tell you. Yeah. I told you we gonna play some football up here, because guess what? At 12 o'clock, guess what? Most of these football stadiums all around the world, they're full of people, and over half of them Christians. And I'm not talking about no football, because I love some football. I love sport. Besides talking about the Bible, the next thing, I love some sports. But guess what? Sports ain't coming before Jesus, though. That's the same way you look at our apostles. You think about, he think he love money, but guess what? Jesus come before no anything else. So that's the reason why it seems like I'm feeling some resistance with some of y'all up here. Oh yeah. But you don't realize I've been drinking this morning. Oh, I've been drinking. Oh yeah. The Bible says, be not drunk with wine, but be what? Filled with the Spirit. So I've been doing some drinking. And see, the only way you're going to be able to witness to somebody, you're going to have to drink. Because a sober person, Lord have mercy. That's why some of y'all relatives still inviting y'all to go come to their house. Because why? You ain't gonna talk about Jesus. They know you ain't gonna talk about it. You start talking about Jesus, they ain't gonna give you no invitation. I remember when I was a kid, two of my sisters, she used to say, they used to ask me, Lawrence, Who you love, God or the devil? I say God. I know where they were going. Little as I was, I just knew what they wanted. They come back a little later. Lawrence, who you love, God or the devil? I say God. They come back again. Lawrence, who you love, God or the devil? I say, didn't I told you God? You remember when the apostle said that it was something about that three times when money coming, God gave him money coming. As they come another time, they say, Lawrence, who you love, God or the devil? I say the devil. Now leave me alone. They just bust out laugh. Some of y'all probably say, look at him. He's standing up there. He don't know the difference between loving God or the devil. Y'all laughing. But I tell you what, that's the same thing when you go out in public and you don't glorify God in what you're doing. Guess what? You love the devil at the time. Now you ain't laughing now. Do I seem like I love God now? Do I seem like I love God now? Do I seem like I love God now? No, seem like I love the devil now. Okay. See, the word of God also is like a boomerang. It goes get this and it come right back at you. Look at Revelation. He said, you left your first love. Yesterday morning, I'm going back to prayer. Yesterday morning, we was at prayer, and a person left their cell phone. Okay? Some of y'all might say, man, how can somebody leave their cell phone? I'm going somewhere with that. I'm going somewhere. But that person left their cell phone. And some of y'all probably say, I wonder who it was. Tell us who it was. That ain't none of your business. Be about Jesus' business. Don't worry about minding other people's business. But he left his cell phone. He left his cell phone. And as a staff, we locks up and we take turn locking up. So it's my turn to lock up. And this morning when I got up, the Holy Ghost told me that person that left their cell phone, they left it on purpose. Because the Lord knew I was going to be teaching on you left your first love. He left that cell phone, and the Lord wanted you all to know, guess what? You might leave that. You most likely not going to leave that cell phone. Because guess what? That man left that cell phone. Before I got out of that building, that man came back for his phone. You ain't leaving that cell phone. I clean the church up. I see Bibles laying around. I see all kinds, but I don't see no phone. When I clean up, I got yet for somebody to come walk up to me and say, brother, you see my cell phone? No, you ain't gonna leave that. But just like you won't leave that cell phone, well, why you won't leave Jesus? Because every time that we not glorifying Jesus and lifting up Jesus, we leaving Jesus. But guess what? Just like that man left that cell phone, he knew exactly where he left it at. And guess what? He was headed right to where he knew he left that phone. But I picked it up, and he was headed. And I called him off, and I say, here goes your phone. But my point is, even though he left his cell phone, he could go right back to where he left it at. Because why? Lord have mercy. Oh, Jesus. Watch this here. That phone would have stayed right there until somebody would have came and got it. It wasn't going to be moved. So guess what? The Lord is still where you left him at. He's still where you left him at. So all you got to do is just go back. How do I go back? Not only to that phone, but how do I go back to that Lord, to the Lord, when you first got born again? That's your first love. Some of y'all husband and wife, girlfriend, boyfriend, that girl that you first met, when you first seen her, you fell in love with her. When you know you fell in love with her, it's like Cupid arrow. You know what I'm talking about. You talk to her all night. She talked to you all night. You couldn't get her off your mind. She couldn't get you off of her mind. Y'all talk all night. You couldn't even go to sleep. You did. Come on, you know what I'm talking about. The only way you don't know what I'm talking about, you never was in love. You talk about her so much until when you got on the job, you was talking about her so much until people asked you, I don't want to hear about your wife no more. Talk about something else. I remember, oh Lord, I see where you're going, Holy God. I remember when I first got saved, my brother called me up and that's all I was talking about Jesus, talking about the Bible. He said, Lord, that's all you want to talk about, the Bible? But guess what? He don't realize that's my first love. He didn't know it, but right now, and I'm going back to my sister. You know right now, they don't call me up and tell me who I love. Now they already know. Amen. Jesus said, you're going to know the tree by the fruit it bears. They ain't going to call me now to my lungs who you love now. They ain't going to, oh no, why they won't call now? Because guess what? When you fall in love with Jesus, they're not going to be calling you all these old get-togethers and all kind of old crazy stuff, and you going there compromising with them. And you know they're going to have alcohol. You know they're going to have all that, and you still go. Now, I know sometimes the Lord will let you go someplace. But when you go, is you going to talk about Jesus? If you're going to talk about Jesus, don't go nowhere. Oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. I got. And see, a lot of time, by us doing a lot of things, and people know that we go here, and the first thing they say, thinking that our apostle is teaching us the things they seeing us doing, and it's just like when you go to school, you go cut off, and the first thing the teacher looking at you, think that your mom ain't raised you to be acting like what you acting. You know what I'm talking about. I was telling my wife this morning, I'm in school and everything, doing something that my mama wouldn't permit me to do. And a lot of things our apostle is teaching us, we're not permitted to do it, but at the same time, people know where we go. And then the first thing, the reflection is, he go to the Word of Life, she go to the Word of Life. When somebody see me doing some out of character, the first thing they say, oh, that's Eugene and Mary LaDue's son. Because why? I'm a reflection of my mom and daddy. The same thing as God being your father, Jesus being your elderly brother, whatever we do is a reflection on them. Because when they see us, they ought to see him. Now I'm not saying every time you gonna be looking like him. I'm not talking about that because sometimes we might not look like him. Because sometimes I don't look like him either. That's why the Bible tells you we can repent. That's why God got it in there, because sometimes you're not going to be looking like him. You're not going to act like him. But you still could go back to doing things where you can start looking back like him. Okay? All right, let's look at the scripture here. All right. Look what he said. He said you left your first love. All right? So like I said, when you leave something, you could go back. And also, too, when it comes to witnessing and when it comes to evangelism, witnessing, because Jesus also said in Mark chapter 16, he said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Everybody need it. Okay? But also, too, like I said, at 12 o'clock, when 12 o'clock starts, a lot of those stadiums are going to be full with football fans. Nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But like I said, over half of them, they don't go to church. Remember the scripture say, forsake not the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some here. See, one thing about it, what it is, we don't put, when it comes to recreation, football, basketball, and all this here, what it is, the enemy is making it a god to people. You remember he said, don't put no other god before me? When you put all that, you put it before, and that's your idol. We all, Lord, all your idol. See, we won't get around that idol in Michael Jordan, idol in LeBron James, idol in all these, and I'm going to hit the Dallas Cowboys too. I like them, but I don't idol them. They ain't died on the cross for me. Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. No, they'll say, who are you, little dude? I don't know you. And we worship, the stadium's going to be full with them. But guess what? That's why our apostle teaching on by going back to your first love. Because guess what? Reverend Graham, that's where he was. He was in a football stadium. Wow. That's where he was. He was in a football stadium. It ain't about all how many people you got. What it is how many people need to be reached. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. But to us which are saved, it is the power of God. See, me preaching like that, it might seem like it's foolish. But behind that foolishness is the power of God. And ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me. If I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw old man into me, not the dude, me, Jesus. So when you're ministering Jesus, you're lifting him up. When you talk about your favorite team, you're lifting your team up. Nothing wrong with talking about lifting your team up. But your team never lost a game. Oh, Lord, I got to go here too. Also, too, when it comes to who you represent and who you are, knowing who you are, Jesus said, behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves, but be ye wise as serpents and harmless as doves. I remember a couple of years ago, I'm going to call the name. He don't mind me calling the name. Anthony Green, Anthony don't mind. Because if anybody a Saints fan, Anthony Green a Saints fan. Some of y'all talking about you Saints fan, you ain't no Saints fan. When they used to have them bags on their head, I ain't never hear none of y'all talking about the Saints. Now all of a sudden, now they win, and now you done jumping on the bandwagon. I told you we gonna play some football up here. And I'm going to deal with some of these Cowboy fans, too. Because, see, when it comes to the Cowboy, because guess what? And oh, Lord, have mercy, too. I got to hit this right now. I got to hit this right now. See, one thing about it, you done won that little one Super Bowl. And it took you about 50 years to win it. I'm going somewhere. And you won't be cheeky and you won't be bigoted. I'm coming back to cheeky and bigoted. The reason why a lot of people don't like the Cowboy, because you think about Matthew chapter 2, when the wise men with that star. When he seen that star. So when I'm going to Walmart, when I'm going anywhere, I just want to see that star. Just see the star. That's a Cowboy fan right there. See right there? That's another Cowboy fan. You notice in that football game, guess who was the big before? Lawrence and then Lewis caught Drew Brees' interception. Some of y'all don't even know where I'm going. The guy that caught that touchdown, he was a Lewis. That go that Lewis right there. I'm the Lawrence. Because Lawrence said, we're going to punch you in the mouth. That's what Lawrence said. Because it reminds me of when David went up against Goliath. David said, this is what we're going to do with you. And the Saints want to be Goliath, a big bully. I'm hooking up spiritual things. You know what? You see what I'm doing. You see what's going on. Talking about what Drew Brees going to do, like Drew Brees, God. But they got a guy named Lawrence said, we're going to punch you in the mouth. See, they had a boxer by the name of Clay. He beat you before he got in the ring. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast in the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatever he say. So when David went up against Goliath, David said before the fight went on, I'm going to cut your head off. I'm going to cut it off. Oh, Lord, have mercy. But guess what? It wasn't the ones, oh, Lord, have mercy. It wasn't the ones that didn't want to go up against Goliath. It was one of his brothers. He's too scared to go up against Goliath, but the first thing he's going to say, go tend to those few sheep. He's too scared to go up against Goliath, but at the same time, he don't want, go tend to them few sheep. Guess who said that? David's brother. None of y'all don't be none of David's brother. You know what I mean by David's brother? That meaning that you need to stick with your brothers and sisters in Christ. That's what I'm talking about. And stop talking about them. I'm talking about in the body of Christ. I remember the last time I had ministered, I made a statement. And the statement I made, I said, I'm not putting on no Dallas Cowboys. I told you we're going to play some football up here. I said, I'm not putting on no Dallas Cowboys stuff. And I said, y'all, boy, some of y'all laugh, y'all faint. You just laugh, yeah. Don't put it on. I know that's what you laugh. Don't put it on. I said, I ain't putting it on. I wasn't mad. I know why I ain't gonna put on, because when I, especially when I come to prayer, some of y'all, I'm talking about y'all, looking at me like you won't fight me. I can feel you. And I'm compromising with you, but I wasn't scared of you though. That's why I say he a Cowboy fan. He, oh yeah. And I'm not just talking about no cowboy, because I'm going somewhere with what I'm talking about. Come on, take your time. And I was walking, I was vacuuming right there in that section. Vacuum, clean, vacuum. Yeah, that's what I was doing, not preaching, I was vacuum. Oh, Lord, you want me to say that? Yeah. See, a lot of times you won't go preach, but you need to go clean the floor and do something, go cut some grass. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Oh, man. We can't let the women lead and do all kind of things. Look at that, two women right here. Nothing wrong with it, two women right here. Ain't no, I'm not putting out. Thank God for y'all women. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Just like on Saturday, them women now, they clockwork here, they're here. Come in here to pray, them women here. That's the same thing when Jesus was on the cross. Guess what? Here, Peter, they gone now. Oh, I'm with you, Lord. I'm with you. But when everything getting a little tougher, now, I don't know him. Them women know Apostle not here, but guess what? They still going to be out here. And you're wondering why they up here praying, because they go. I told you I ain't condemning you. Because see, you don't realize when you leave prayer, guess what? You ain't only leaving, that power leaving with you. Yeah. Amen. Write this down. Write this statement. I'm finna make this statement. There's one initial feeling, but many refilling. There is one initial feeling, but there's many refilling. Right. When you first got filled with the Holy Spirit, guess what? Just because you got filled, guess what? You still going to need to refill. You fill your tank up, you keep riding, you're going to have to refill it up with some more gas. Or if you don't fill it up with some gas, you're going to stop on it, you're going to run out of gas. And some of y'all don't realize when it comes to things of God, you done ran out of gas. And then when Apostle come up here Tuesday and Sunday morning, the word looks like it's gone all over your head. Why? You're empty. When my sister come up here leading prayer, it seemed like she got a jackhammer in her hand, or what you call it here. It's not because she got to press through all that. Because why? You ain't been doing things which you shouldn't be doing, and she could feel it. That's why our apostle, he's been drinking all day, in the morning, all night, and everything. And okay, that's what you're going to have to do. Because you ain't going to witness to nobody. You ain't going to witness to nobody sober. See, the reason why I know about that, because I come from a big family. And some of us, we drank alcohol. Some of y'all, every time I say alcohol, you get quiet like you ain't never drunk now. You probably one of the biggest wine. Oh, don't croak up, though. Don't you play that mess up here with me. That's what we do. We get around here and we'll make like tomorrow we weren't doing all what we were doing. And then when we get around them people on our job doing this stuff, we won't make them look like we just come from heaven. The Bible say they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. You need to tell them, say, I used to fornicate. I used to run around. I used to do this here. Ain't you liking it? You letting them know you wouldn't always like what you always. I told you when I ministered to Brother Ronald was a little shocked. Because it seemed like, dude, you drank? I sure did drink. And some of y'all too. And then, oh Lord, and then some of y'all thought, well, I ain't never drank. And you might be the one that don't never witness either. You ain't gonna witness sober. Let me go back to some of us in the family used to drink. Let me go. I'm going back. Oh, yeah, because I'm also going to some of your relatives, too. That's why they don't invite you to no Christmas party and all kind of stuff. There's some drinking going on. And you know it. That's why some of y'all don't go. Some of y'all still go. I ain't saying don't go or whatever. The Lord leads you. The Lord ain't most likely going to lead you in no ballroom. Don't you come here and talk about the Lord will lead you. Don't come here with all that. But let me go back. No condemning, conviction. But my point also is, too, like I said, coming up, I come from a big family. Over half of us, we drank. They had some of us, they had very few, and mostly probably was the girl, because I come from, was 16. And most of them, the girl, one of them for sure looked like she drank. I'm gonna hit all different levels us Christians. One of them, they might have one didn't drink at all. But they had one of them drank a little bit. But Mr. Roy know one of my brothers, that rascal drank in the morning. Every time you almost see him, he was drinking. Somebody might say, well, he was an alcoholic. But guess what? When it comes to the things of God, you need to be a spiritual holic. You need to drink in the morning. I'm not talking about no alcohol. I'm talking about drinking the spirit. That's how you get your boldness. You remember in Acts, they say these men ain't no ignorant, unlearned men. They talked about a new wine. Acts chapter 2, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting, and there appeared unto them cloven tongue like a fire, and it set upon each of one of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Fire! Fire. Jeremiah says, like fire shut up in my bone. You remember I ministered a couple of months ago. I said, either you fire or you extinguish them. Some people, you just ain't putting their fire out. See, a lot of, oh, Lord, have mercy. See, what it is, we want to watch new CNN and all that. I'm wrong, right? I ain't telling them that. And we want to, oh, man, boy, that fire they just had, man, it was going on there, burning up stuff, doing all of this fire. But guess what? That's what the Lord wants with his church. So it can spread. That's what happened in the book of Acts chapter 4. Jesus starts spread. And, oh, Lord, have mercy. And the religious people. See, a lot of times the people that want to try to put the fire out is the church. Because why? The fire is a representative. You can look at me all you want like that. The fire is a representative of what I'm doing for Jesus. And if you ain't doing nothing for Jesus, you're going to try to put somebody fire. Because why? It's not about the fire. It's about showing you that you're not doing what God called you to do. So, let me go, I'm not finished. See, and I got up that morning about 2 weeks ago. About two, 3 weeks ago. No later than 2, 3 weeks ago. And I got up that morning, remember I said I was going about the cowboys, I ain't putting it on. The Lord said, put your cowboy stuff on. Now you think I'm talking again? Now the Lord, somebody said, oh, the Lord ain't told you that. Okay. You gonna see if the Lord told me or not. Lord said, put your cowboy stuff on. That's why I wear it. That's why I wear it. I wear it for a reason. I don't wear it to try to show around you, to make you. I ain't come up there to my house about them cowboys to rub it in on you. Oh, I gotta say this too, also too. I'm going back to what I'm saying. With that one Super Bowl you done won. We done been to 8, and we done won 5. And then the Bible said, oh, Lord, have mercy. The Bible said a prophet not honored in his own hometown. Here our apostle is in the state of Louisiana, and we got a team in the state of Louisiana. When they won that Super Bowl ring, they didn't give it to our apostle. But guess what? Our apostle got a ring from the Dallas Cowboys. What you did with that one ring? You ain't gonna hit it. No, somebody done sold it into our apostle. So guess what, cowboy fan? We gonna win one. Because why? Our apostle got a cowboy ring that been sold. Hey, oh, Lord, have mercy. Hey, oh, Lord, have mercy. And then when our apostle go all around the world and say he got a ring from the cowboy, them same fans won't get mad. You should have had one of them football players to tell him to sell that ring. Where that Saints fan ring? And he's right in the state of Louisiana.
Come on, that's good preaching.
I'm walking, I'm backing right there. I'm back here, I'm backing right there. See, as I'm pointing to, I'm still looking at that clock too. So I'm backing right there. As I'm backing, here comes this Dr. Favre's daughter. She said, How you doing, Mr. Ledoux? I said, good morning, how you doing? She said, I like that hoodie you got on. See, her dad is a Dallas Cowboy fan. See, and the Lord had told me, remember I told you, the Lord, that same morning, the Lord told me to put that cowboy stuff in and that girl had confirmed it already. Amen. But also, too, I was over right here, Brother Ronald had came to me, and Brother Ronald, now you talk about somebody that talk about Jesus? Brother Ronald talk about Jesus. Oh, yeah. When I be we be in the store, Brother Ronald walk up to me, you know Jesus? He'll tell you about Jesus. So Brother Ronald had came and see, the Bible said in the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses, let every word be established. So that girl already and Brother Ronald started telling me about, man, I'm getting married with because, oh Lord, I gotta say this too. See, because guess what? At the time, see, sometimes as a staff, what we do is we'll witness to somebody, they'll get saved, and we'll text it. And when you text it, sometimes you get a little, what you call it? Why, they who they think they are? They're trying to start a church. They're trying to do all that. They're trying to show off and all that. No, what it is, God won't start a fire. And guess what? You'll let them put your fire because why? That's what God's trying to do. That's what God want to do in his ministry. That's what apostle want to do with you all, to fire you up so we can go out there and do what God calls to do. But in order to do what God calls to do it, we got to be like Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, but it's the power of God unto salvation. And a lot of times we don't witness to people because we're ashamed. Because why? The world, when you go on your job, they'll try to intimidate you. Jesus said, if you was of the world will love his own, but you are not of the world. I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Those same brothers and sisters, you grew up with them, you did things together, now they seem like they hate you. They don't hate you. It's who on the inside the devil got you to hate that hate going on. Jesus said they hated me before they hated you. That's why they're hating on you. So here I am, so all of a sudden here, not too long after that, Brother Ronald got two people saved just like that. Apostle was in the neighborhood, but he got about three of them saved just like that. You can't worry about when you're doing things for God what other people think. God gave our apostle Simon to teach on money. He can't be worried about what the other men are saying about that. God gave him no Simon money coming. Just because God didn't give it to them, a lot of times they made it. If you don't want God to use you to minister and talk like I'm talking, and you mad with me, you can stay mad with me. I don't care. I dog it. I don't care. Because I don't talk much and you talk. Yeah, wait till the Duke get from down there. I ain't gonna speak to you. You ain't gotta speak to me anyway. I don't talk much anyway. So you're not speaking, that ain't gonna do me no good. Some of y'all might say, yeah, boy, when Pastor come, Pastor gonna get Ledoux. Pastor Robinson said, get him Ledoux. Let me go back. And see, the saints, Dallas all whipped up on them saints. I told you I was going to get some of these cowboy fans. Let me get some of these cowboy fans right now. See, a lot of time what we do here, we talking about we cowboy fans. We talking about we Christian and everything. But guess what? A lot of you all, you closet cowboy fans. You closet Christian. You get on that job, you ain't going to say nothing about Jesus. Because why? You're scared of them. You're scared of them sinners going to go. You, come on here. Don't be scared of. I go to the store, I go to the mall, I go, me and my wife be walking down there. I mean, the people be having, I was in the store yesterday, hit a man with a Saints cap on, I got me a cowboy hat. That man ain't said, what you doing? Y'all beat us and all. That man ain't said nothing. Amen. I got more resistance when I wear the cowboy stuff when I come around y'all. Like, you gonna stop me from wearing my cowboys? You ain't stopping me from doing that. Because the same way, if I let you stop me from wearing what I want to wear, because guess what? Oh Lord. And then you won't get mad. You won't get mad to my some racism. When you're not getting treated because to my the color of your skin, oh, that's racism. Because racism is saying about the, everybody won't be the same color. So you want everybody to be a Saints fan? So if you want everybody to be a Saints fan, you racism. And notice behind that racism, cheeky, bigoted, or nasty. I was talking, oh, Lord, help me. Man, some of my message, I ain't even teaching. I was on my way from the warehouse, from the back. I'm just saying, or whatever. And then, you know, we do have people, the cowboys then. But before we getting ready to play the Saints, one of the guys, you cowboy fan, man. Man, the Saints gonna beat us. Man, I got my cowboy stuff. Jesus said, either you with me or you for me. That's the same thing. Oh, Lord, I'm with. And then sometimes, oh, Lord, let me, Lord, I'm going all kind of way now. let me say this here first. My wife and I, last week, we was, I got to say this here. Last week, we that's why I wear the cowboy stuff, because guess what? I'm when I leave there, it's not to tantalize none of y'all or whatever. I'm going out in public. See, me and my wife last Saturday, me and my wife went to the bank, and here one of the men walk in the bank. And one of the men walk up to my wife, that's the bank, what you call, and he said, come on, I'm gonna wait on y'all. So we got went in and walked on and sent it off. And see, another thing too, notice in the gospel, Jesus sent them out by two. Right. See, a lot of times, sometimes it's good for y'all to go, husband and wife go together. Because maybe it might be a man, the man could minister out a woman. So y'all are tag teaming. Amen. All right? But here the man, he's sitting across his desk. And he talking most of my wife, I'm just sitting there. So first thing he told me to my man, boy, we gonna beat y'all. See, there you go, I ain't even saying that to him. We're going to beat the cowboy. So as soon as he said that, I said, you're a Saints fan now. He said, yeah, I'm a Saints fan. I said, okay. So as I was talking, the first thing he said also to you, oh, I was a cowboy fan, but now I'm a Saints fan. See, it's almost like the prodigal son. See? But you weren't with the Saints when they had them bags over their head. That's why they don't have no more brown bags no more. No, they don't have no more brown bags. Them same fans that ran them out of business. That's why the same fans that bought all them bags. That's why they don't have, you don't see no more brown bags. No, you don't see. The only way you're going to see a brown bag, somebody done kept it. Kept it for a long time. And if you put something in it, it might bust. It probably dry rot. Same fan that ran somebody out of business. They don't ran them out of business. Why don't they make them no bag? They don't make them no more. Saints fan them. But they were no Saints fan anyway, because a lot of them was cowboy fans. But I got to go back. I'm going all zigzagging. God. But back to this man. I got to get this man though. But he was a bank manager. So as he's sitting there, so I gave him one of the call. He's supposed to be here this morning. He coming though. He coming. Because what I'm finna say, he coming. He in the net. He don't realize it. So when I gave him that card, he looked at that card, he said, oh, I know one of the members that go to y'all church. I said, oh, he said, Laura Jackson. Laura Jackson named him. Then he said, Brad. He said, Brad and Laura Jackson. He said, I used to work with Laura, and me and she a manager for the bank and wherever Laura. But I said, yeah, I said, matter of fact, I could have said that about Brad. I said, I just seen brother Brad. We was just at prayer, because Brad was at prayer that last Saturday. He was at prayer. So he gave me his card, and I got his card. I gave him my card. He said he was going to be here this morning. He coming. Amen. Brad, you make sure you know who I'm talking about. Brad, you you tell him, because he said he was coming. So Brad, Brad going to get him. Brad going to get him. He going to get him. He in the net, okay? Also, too, as we left the bank, here I am. You know how you push your basket? I'm pushing the basket. I'll push your basket. I love to go to the store with my wife, boy. So I'm pushing the bag. But sometimes, you know how sometimes you got to be a lot of patience, too, also, too. So I'm pushing the basket. So I'm going pushing in there where they put all them buggers at. By the time I walk like that, here, man, he's sitting down there and got a window down on the passenger side. He's smoking. Boy, we're going to beat y'all. Hey, that's another Saints fan. Tomorrow they're going to beat us. That's my opportunity. I walk up to his car. So I just thought, I said, boy, that Drew Brees, boy, Drew Brees bad, boy. Boy, I said, boy, he loving it too, boy. I know more about the Saints team than he did. He knew. He loved it too, boy. Because, I said, boy, that Drew Brees. Boy, Drew Brees, man, my team need to come, because Drew Brees going to carve him like a turkey. I'm just talking to you like that. I'm saying, Cowboys, I'm talking. So what I'm doing here, I'm getting that hate out of him for the Cowboys. I'm doing it. I'm getting that pause and that venom out of him. I'm finna say this here, because we got a doctor right there in the midst. I remember when I used to go to the doctor when I was a little kid. And when the doctor want to give you a shot, give us a shot, what he'll do, he'll hold that sucker up. And boy, I'm looking at that sucker, he take that needle, woo! I'm looking at the sucker, but yeah, he put that sucker up there, but guess what? I'm looking at that sucker, bump that needle. So a lot of times as I'm ministering, guess what? God gonna show you that sucker, but he gonna put that needle in you too. That needle, okay, you're gonna get the needle. Remember I was talking about the word cut? So that man, he's sitting down there, he's smoking and everything. So I'm talking down there. I say, you born again? And boy, he looked at me. So I started talking to him about Jesus. And then I said, man, come on, let me pray with you. Stay right in convent. He turned his radio down. He got a cigarette. See, a lot of times y'all be thinking, man, people smoking. Jesus said, they that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. That's what he came for. That's what you was doing, smoking on your cancer stick. So don't look at me like that. Yeah, I got my hand like that. God, okay, because you know that's what you did too. Some of y'all probably still doing it. But I'm saying that that's what we used to do. Okay? So he got born again. Yeah, he got born again. And then I gave him a card. He told me, say, the church he gone, he said, they ain't got that many men that go there. He said, you can count the men on one hand. See, y'all thought, I didn't know the Lord was taking me there by them women. See? Thank God for the women, but I'm just saying that. But if you don't watch, the women be out of place with God, because the men don't want to do what God called them to do also, too. God told Noah about that ark. He told, okay, come on. You know what I'm talking about. All right? But go back. Man, boy, my time winding down. But I'm finna hit these cowboy fans. Come out that closet. So one of them told me, said, man, we're going to beat them. I looked at him. I said, man, I said, look, if you was in a fight and you thinking that person could beat you, even though you might think he'll beat you, you're going to run from him? Or you ain't going to fight him? I said, I'm going to fight him. Well, he's going to beat me or not, I'm going to fight him. I said, I'm saying, then he looked at me, and then I had my cowboy stuff on. I said, guess what? Them saints going to know they're in a fight. But my point is, a lot of times what it is, you all let people on your job, they intimidate you. Uh-huh. Oh, I don't want to hear nothing about no Jesus. And they give you that, they try to pull up that what you call it, and you're too scared to say something. But I told you the key to being bold for the Lord is to pray in the Spirit. See, because if I wouldn't have been doing some of this, I couldn't stand before y'all, because y'all already know me. Y'all already know. Because soon when I came, I pick you up. Soon when I came up there, some of y'all looking at me. You couldn't even praise God. You looking at me. I'm getting all kind of vibe. I'm getting some vibe like, why he up there? He cleaned the bathroom and all that. He up there. I should be up there. If you go clean the bathroom, maybe you might be up here. With your pride for self. The Bible says God chose the foolish thing of the world to confound the wise. See, a lot of times we got so much of that pride. The Bible says pride will destroy a fool. That's why a lot of times God ain't giving our money, because why? We got so much pride in us. Because if God bless you with what you want, guess what? Is you gonna pick somebody up with your car? Is you gonna let by your house? I ain't just saying pick up nobody on the street. I ain't talking about that. Amen. Oh, I see where you're going to. Some of y'all probably say, oh yeah, Apostle gave Ledoux and his family a house. But guess what? When they had cell groups, some of y'all were cell leaders and stuff. Guess what? Ledoux was picking people up. Amen. He was picking people up. My wife sometimes, the kids, the lady didn't have no way to get to the house. She'll pick them up. She'll take them home and come back and take some more home. We're in South Louisiana, South Baton Rouge, and I'm driving way across and get that just about 10, 5 minutes and start ministering the word of God. And then some of y'all get around there, well, little dude, you know me more better than you little dude. How did little dude get the house? No, the reason why the little dude was taking care of all the business, that's why. What you gonna do with that big house upstairs if God tell you? What you gonna do with it? Boy, the clock winding down. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And it's time for me to close. Every head bow, all eyes closed.